being a chocolate man and hearing amen. So I do recognize that I might be a little bit darker at the back. In a few weeks, they're going to put the spotlight on me, and that's going to brighten me up. How about that? Amen? So I do recognize that. Amen. My son came out much more lighter than me. I don't know how that happened. I used to be that light. Somehow, something happened. Amen? But it's all good with me. Kissed by the son. Amen? St. Matthew 2, 1 through 12, when you had to say amen.
Amen.
And now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus is written by the prophets, and thou Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had been privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed and lo, the star. Everybody say the star.
Star.
Which they had saw in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And they had opened their treasures. They presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed also there to their own country another way. Revelation chapter number 2. Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 24 through 29. Revelation 2, chapter number 2, verse number 24 through 29. But unto you I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not the doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, and they, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. Does somebody hold fast till I come? He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received of my Father. Verse 28, and I will give him the morning star, and that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And we'll culminate our reading in Revelation 22, verse number 16 and 17. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will let him take the water of life freely. And may all the people of God obey God's message of love and redemption to humanity. For some of us, the idea of employing science in the Bible to display Christ upsets our theological equilibrium. It is a misalignment of our spiritual symmetry to suggest that God uses even celestial bodies and scientific analysis to examine God's supremacy over everything. God created science. For with God in physics, E equals MC squared would only be a theory. In geometry, pi, C equals 2, amen, times pi times radius only equates because he is the creator. The periodic table that you had to memorize in high school, that mixture of H2O and O2 and N2 and CO2 for air would be irrelevant if it were not for the master chemist. In fact, brothers and sisters, the idea of heavenly bodies of being part of God's plan have been woven throughout the Bible to reveal the brilliance of God. Notice what Psalms 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Psalms 84:11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Psalms 113:3, "From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be what? praise the Lord.